Hello, we're reading from the study of the Ten Sfirot. We are in part 3, chapter 8, the words of the Ari, item 6. Item 6, the words of the Ari. The clothings dwell within the homes, which are the seven halls of Atzilut, being Malchut. Altogether, it is considered as the upper Adam, which is Neshama, that is clothed in the guf, in the body. And the body and the clothings are placed in the hall of the king. Number 6. These clothings are inside the discernment of homes, which are the seven halls of Atzilut, which are the discernment of the world itself, being the heaven and the earth and the air between them. All this is the discernment of the homes, or the houses, which are called Olam Atzilut, where the upper Adam resides, who is Neshama and Guf, body and soul, and the clothings of Malchut are placed in the upper hall of the king, which is Olam Atzilut, the world of Atzilut in general.
Yeah, what have we got here? No items, so keep going.
Number 7, the words of the Ari. The four phases, Neshama, Guf, Levush, Echal, soul, body, clothing, and Aha, are Chubtum. Keter is the fifth, containing the roots of these, Nefesh, Guf, Levush, Echal.
Neshama, Guf, Levush, Echal.
Number 7. These four discernments are 10 sefirot that begin at above, at the above chokhmah, and have four discernments. There is also the phase of Keter, which is the fifth and the root to all of them, which also contains the root for those four phases.
About that, there is also no explanation below, so keep going.
Number 8, above. Each of the four discernments of Neshama Guf Levush Echal in Atzilut contains 10 Sfirot Chochmah Binah Tiferet Malchut. The Neshama in Keter is the root for the 10 Sfirot of Chubtum, Neshama and Atzilut. And the Guf of Keter is the root for the 10 Sfirot Chubtum, and the Gufim, and the bodies. And the Levushim, the clothing of Keter, are the roots of the 10 Sfirot Chubtum, of the clothings. And the Ha and the Keter is the root to the 10 Sfirot Chubtum in the halls. Number 8. It turns out that the discernment of light and soul in the Keter is the root for the 10 sefirot of the souls of Atzilut that begin from Chochmah. The discernment of the guf, the body in the Keter, is the root for the 10 sefirot of the bodies in the 10 sefirot of Atzilut, which begin in Chochmah. The discernment of the clothings in the Keter are the root for the 10 sefirot of the clothings in the 10 sefirot of Atzilut, which begin in Chochmah. And the discernment of the Ha in the Keter is the root for the 10 sefirot of Atzilut that begin in Chochmah.
Meaning, all the Sfirot in the world of Atzilut begin with Chochmah. Chochmah bina zaran bin malchut in each and every Sfirot, that's what he's trying to say. By and large. Kiev, what do you want to ask? Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, я хотел спросить, тут вот он, да, пишет, что корень Atzilut...
Yes, dear Rav, I wanted to ask, he says that the root Atzilut is in the hall of Keter. What Keter is he speaking about?
А что это за свойства? Вот он там описывал в Ацилуте тоже, там Бейт, Эйхолот, вот эти вот все дом.
What's this quality, this drive?
How we can divide each and everything. Keter Chokhma Bina Zohar Pin Malchut. So he says, instead of Chokhma Bina Zohar Pin Malchut, he tells you that it's either Neshama Aguf Levush Eichal, these four discernments, or they are Chokhma Bina Zohar Pin Malchut, or they are levushim, clothes, and halls of various kinds. They're just names. But you will not be wrong if you always use the names of the sefirot. That's it. But there are many names. Each and every sefira, sefira has its own particular name. So if we say that everything is 10 and everything divides into another 10 and another 10 and another 10, so you can always name the vessels by the names Keter Chokhma Bina Zohar Pin Malchut, and the lights you can call them Naran Chai, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Echida. That's it, and then you won't be wrong. There are many names. Maybe we will learn later when we get to the worlds of the klipot, the shells where that Ari explains. There you have so many names that it's also not in order for us to learn and remember them, but so that people with attainment who come to it begin to recognize how to name what they attain. So first you attain, and then according to your attainment, you know the name. We'll see later. Go on.
9. All that exists in Olam Atzilut is imprinted in the world of Bria. Then the world of Bria was created by the very same way. That is because through the Masach, which is the ground of the hall of Atzilut, it illuminated downward and there imprinted everything that was in the world of Atzilut. This is called the world of Bria, because it is the light of Tolada, of birth, and not the actual upper light itself. However, because it is the imprint of Atzilut, it should have all the discernments of Atzilut.
Here there are commentaries. Item 7.
7, explain the screen, which is the ground of the hall of Atzilut. The ending of the degrees in any place is only because of the screen in the vessel of Malchut. Thus, the expansion of the degrees from Ein Sof to the emanated being stops and remains standing from expanding when it touches the screen. It is like standing on the ground above it, where the ground does not let it expand inside and within it. But the same manner, the Masach stops the light from expanding inside and within it. Hence, the name of the screen is ground. It has already been explained that the 10 Sefirot of the world of Bria were created by the refinement of the Masach in the third phase in the world of Atzilut into the second phase. It is written there that it illuminated downward through the screen, which is the ground of the hall of Atzilut, meaning because its refinement, as explained there.
This is how the world of Bria is born. So each world, the way it's created, it is through the Masach, the screen in the world above it, becomes refined through one unit, one letter, and in a one degree less than itself, it engenders the next world. So that's how the world of Atzilut gives birth to the next world. Go on.
8 explains everything that took place in the world of Atzilut. 8. It means that just as the stamped does not lack any forms that exist in the stamp itself, so are all the forms of the world of Atzilut emerge in Olam HaBriah. Hence, the names of the stamp and the stamped. There is yet another more original reason. The entire upper light that comes to Bria comes because of the reflected light that ascends by the power of the striking and coupling on the screen of the second phase in the ground from her in the above Atzilut itself. The very same reflected light glittered once more and passed through the screen, broadening the vessel of Malchut into 10 Sfirot from her and within her. It expanded in her from above downward. By that, all the discernments that the upper light clothed in Atzilut from the ground upward returned, extended, and came from the ground downward as well. Thus, this reflected light is completely similar to the stamp, to the stamped, that everything that is imprinted of it is copied from the stamp. Similarly, regarding that reflected light, all the discernments and the measure that it clothed from below upward return and brought them to Bria from above downward and copied them there in Bria without any change and lessening. For that reason, this act is called the stamp and the stamped.
In other words, we have the 10 Sfirot of the world of Atzilut, Malchut of the world of Atzilut, the screen that reflects the reflected light back to the world of Atzilut, takes from them an example and descends to the world of Bria below it. There, it builds a replication of the world of Atzilut, but on a lesser degree than in the world of Atzilut. That's it. That's how it works. If in Atzilut it was a screen on phase 3, in Bria it's on phase 2, in Asiya it's in Itzira it's on phase 1, and in Asiya it's on the root phase. That's how it works. PT 19.
It's nice what you explained, but what does it mean that the stamped isn't lacking any forms?
All the forms that exist in the world of Atzilut repeat themselves in the world of Bria, but on a lower degree. That's it.
What does it mean?
It means that there you had, say, in the world of Atzilut, you had Adam. In the world of Bria, it's a beast.
And then what
man,
happens?
You have a beast.
Then what
it's
happens?
Just on a lower degree.
PT-32.
So the difference between the world is the coarseness of the screen?
Yes, of course. The forms are the same.
But it's different between the worlds, the qualities.
Different qualities because the screen is different. So it reveals in the upper light different qualities. But the form, the structure of all the worlds is the same structure. Neshama guf levush eichal. Or call it chokhma bina zaran bin malchut.
Ala, niv.
Go on, niv.
9. Inner light explains the light of birth. This is the rule. In any place where this upper light rises from below upward, the essence of the upper light is clothed in that reflected light. This indicates the expansion of the light of Ein Sof to make vessels, which the Ari speaks of above. However, in a place where the reflected light is considered to be expanding from above downwards, as it is in the 10 Sefirot of Briah, this upper light that is clothed here in this reflected light is no longer the essence of the upper light. Instead, it is regarded as the light of birth, extending from the upper light, but it is not the light of the upper light itself. The reason is that it extends by the power of the screen that raises reflected light because of the detainment in it. For that reason, the force of the lower one is already involved in it. And it too is limited in the measure of the vessels at the level of the screen, for the screen precedes the expansion of these 10 sefirot. It turns out that the screen is the reason that causes the appearance of these 10 sefirot. As a result, the light is limited by it and is no longer the essence of the upper light, but regarded as the light of birth. However, the reflected light that ascends from the screen upward cannot raise any of its coarseness. Indeed, this applies from the world of Briah downward, but in Atzilut there is no screen whatsoever. Consequently, any light there until the Siyum Raglin is regarded as the essence of the light.
Да, дорогой Рав, а почему вообще Ацилут передает свет вот
ниже? Yes, dear Rav. Why does Ацилут pass light to the lower ones in Briah?
It's expansion from above downward, according to the plan of creation, where every desire has to be revealed to the fullest, because it's the nature of the desire. It wants to expand and fill itself with the upper light. This is why, from the spiritual root, this is how the development of the Parzufim and Sfirot in the worlds happens. It's the nature of the substance of the will to receive. It wants to open itself up in order to receive. This is why what the Creator created is existence from absence, is the will to receive. And the will to receive, created through its own qualities, as the will to receive developed over the four phases, and in phase four it wants to resemble the light, and then as a result, it started all of creation, the process of creation. So it's all included in the will to receive and the light that created it.
А то, что вот мы изучаем вот эти ступени, это для нас как бы разные совершенные формы, которые мы в десятке будем раскрывать, и Брия, и Ацилут.
We will have to reveal all the qualities, all the degrees, all of those forms in our development. Correct. And this is why we read, in order to draw on ourselves some illumination from those degrees.
А вот разница вот между вот Ацилутом и Бриёй, вот она в чём, ну как бы так, если нам понять, что...
What's the difference between Ацилут and Брия?
The intensity of the desire, screen, and light. The difference is the intensity, the force of the desire, the force of the screen, and the force of the light that can clothe in them.
He writes here that in Atzilut there is no screen.
There's no concealing screen. The Atzilut doesn't have a concealing screen. There's a screen, there's a restriction. First restriction, second, all kinds of screens, but they're not screens that conceal. The concealing screens are below the Parsa, and Briya Yetzirah Asiya. Clear? Good.
I'm
sorry, but it's not clear. What is a concealing screen?
The rest you'll see later on. Merkaz 1, Center 1.
What can we learn from the fact that there is a replication from the world of Atzilut to the world of Bria?
All the worlds have the same structure of 10 sefirot, no more, no less, with lights that fill these 10 sefirot, in according to the intensity of the 10 sefirot, that the intensity is measured by the masach, as much as the 10 sefirot in each and every world want to resemble the light, and the light fills them in according to that. That's called a revelation or the connection between the creator and created being. PT 18.
Thank you, Rav. Rav, can you please explain the difference between the reflected light that goes up and reflected light that comes down?
The reflected light that rises goes from Malchut to Keter, from the lower one to the upper one, to its cause. Then when it ascends all the way to Keter, so there it can receive a push, an addition, and then it descends to a lower degree from where it ascended. Meaning, if it goes from Malchut of Atzilut to Keter of Atzilut, so afterwards it will descend to the degree of Bina below Atzilut, to the world of Bria, and build the world of Bria there. That's how it works.
So reflected light that descends has the power to bestow upon the lower ones in practice?
That's not reflected light anymore. It's light that comes from above to build the light of Bria.
And are these separate actions or one action?
Separate.
Thank you very much, Rav.
PT 19.
Yeah, he says that because the screen precedes the expansion of those 10 sefirot, the screen causes those 10 sefirot.
Yeah.
From where did this screen come from?
The screen comes from the created being. The Malchut wants to resemble the creator, the Keter, in its degree.
And then what? Who builds the screen?
So Malchut wants to have forces to resemble Keter. She asks from Keter to have the force to bestow, just like Keter. Then she can receive a force of resistance for the clothing. That is called the screen.
So without a screen, nothing happens, right?
If there's no screen, there is nothing. Why can't we see anything? Because we don't have a masach, a screen.
What do we need in the group, in the 10, in order to build a screen?
If you connect together, by that you already acquire a screen, because everyone has to overcome his personal desire in order to connect with his 9 friends. Then all together we'll have a mutual screen where each one wants to connect with the others. And with the mutual screen, you can work with the upper light, with the creator.
What's the essence of the work with the screen in the group?
To connect with everybody above rejection, so you'll have coarseness, the rejection, and the purity, the force of connection above that viut. With these two pieces of data, you can start discovering the creator, the upper light, and receiving it in order to bestow.
Thank you.
Good. PT 5.
Rav, the light of consequence, light of Toledah, that comes down from Atzilut to Bria, which he calls reflected light. Is this a direct light in the world of Bria that the world of Bria receives?
Yes, correct.
I hope I'm asking correctly. How does the reflected light from the bottom of the world of Atzilut causes replication in the world of Bria? How does the light enter, if not through the masach, as inner, through the screen as an inner light?
The light from the world of Atzilut comes out of Malchut Atzilut, which is Keter of the world of Atzilut, and then it becomes the light that descends to the world of Bria and builds the world of Bria below the world of Atzilut. And in this way, it can go in advance.
Tzafon 1.
North 1. North 1.
Is the screen really the vessel that we build in the tent? Or is the vessel something else?
The screen is the kli, yes. Exactly, the screen is the kli.
Niv.
Item 10, the words of the Ari. Keter of Atzilut imprinted the four roots of Neshama Guf Levush Eichal in Keter of Bria. From Neshama in Keter of Atzilut, the Neshama in Keter of Bria was imprinted. From the Guf, the body, in Keter of Atzilut, the Guf, the body in of Keter of Bria was imprinted. From Levush, clothing to clothing, and from Eichal, hole to hole. 10. It is because the Keter, which is the fifth of discernment that consists of the above discernments, imprinted Keter in the Rosh of Bria as it is. From the light of Keter of Atzilut, the light of Keter of Bria was imprinted. And from the goof of Keter of Atzilut, the goof of Keter of Bria was imprinted. The levush, clothing of Keter of Bria was imprinted. From the levush, clothing of Keter of Atzilut, and Heichal of Keter, hall of Keter of Bria, was imprinted from the hall of Keter of Atzilut. Can you hear me?
11.
Neshama Guf Levush Eichal of Keter of Atzilut that extend to Neshama Guf Levush Eichal of Keter of Bria extend through Malchut of Atzilut that was clothed in Keter of Bria. The rest of the Sfirot of Atzilut that were imprinted in Bria were also extended through Malchut of Atzilut by the coupling, by striking on the screen in her. Item 11. However, these lights did not extend from the actual Keter of Atzilut to Keter of Bria, but through Malchut in Malchut of Atzilut, which is Atik of Bria, clothing Keter of Bria. She extended these four discernments in Keter of Atzilut and created them in Keter of Bria. 10 Sfirot of Atzilut did similarly and extended their light through the above Malchut in the above Keter. They imprinted a chotam, a seal of Atzilut in Bria, Neshama from Neshama, Guf from Guf, Levush from Levush, and Eichal from Eichal. Item 10, inner light or inner observation. Because of that, Malchut of the Upper One is clothed in, it is called spark of the Creator, since it extends and emanates its inferior degree. It is written above that all the degrees in the Parzufim and the worlds from the beginning of the Kav, the line, to the end of Asiya, emerge and are emanated from one another by way of cause and effect. It means that Malchut of Malchut, of every upper one, descends below her degree and extends to all four discernments of the lower one, as is explained in detail in part 2.
Now 12 above.
Now 12. Malchut of Bria came down and clothed Keter of Yetzira. She extended the seal of the five parts of Im, Kachab Tum, Keter Chochma, Bria, Tiferet Malchut of Bria, which are Neshama, Guf, Levushi, Chal to the world of Yetzira. Neshamot, souls to souls, Guf from Guf, Levush from Levush, Heichal from Heichal, as it is in Yetzira and Asiya as well.
Meaning in a very methodical way it took place, like in instruments, you know, there's a law, and according to this law, everything works. Yeah.
12. Similarly, in Yetzira, Malchut of Bria was Atik, connected with Arichanpin of Yetzira. There, it was named Keter of Yetzira. And the five parts of fame of Bria extended and imprinted their seal in Yetzira. By the same way as in Bria. Neshamot from Neshamot. Gufim from Guf. Neshamot is plural of Neshama. Gufim is plural of Guf. So Gufim from Gufim, Levushim from Levushim, and Heichalot, halls from halls. Similarly, the five Patsufim of Yetzira imprinted their discernments in Asiya. Neshamot from Neshamot, Gufim from Gufim, Levushim from Levushim, and Heichalot from Heichalot, and so on, by the same way, all of the worlds in general and in particular.
The
law is one, principle is one, so you can't be complicated in the world in the wisdom of Kabbalah. So if you don't attain, you can be confused. But in truth, you have 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. We always have the same principle. You have a desire to bestow from the Creator, desire to receive from the created being, and the created being's desire to be similar to the Creator. That's the basis, the foundation of the world. Go on. Chapter 9. Chapter 9 explains that the desired perfection is that all the Sfirot in the five worlds, Ak and Abiyah, will connect together to the discernment of the upper Adam. The roots in the Neshama are clothed in his Guf, and it is clothed in Levush and dwells in his Eichal containing four rishis.
Keep going.
Adam Kadmon is the world Keter to the four worlds Abiyah. He has five discernments of Kachab Tum, each containing the four roots, Neshama Guf Levush Eichal. Item 1. Adam Kadmon is as Keter to the ten Sfirot in each and every world. And in this manner, Adam Kadmon is Keter to the four worlds, Abiyah, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah. It turns out that Ak, Adam Kadmon, contains the roots of all the above five discernments in each and every world. The Keter in him is the four roots of the four discernments of the ten Sfirot in him, being Neshamot, Gufim, Levushim, and Eichalot. Neshama, Guf, Levush, Eichal in plural form. This is the particular, but the general will be explained henceforth.
Okay, let's go to the item 2.
Item 2. The neshamot in Ak are the roots of neshamot. The neshamot in Atzilut are the atzmut, the self of the soul. The neshamot in Bria are the gufim of the souls. The neshamot of Yetzira are the levushim of the neshamot. The neshamot in Asiya are heichalot of neshamot. Thus, the neshamot that are chokhmah in the five worlds Ak, Adam Kadmon, and Abiya connect with each other like the upper Adam, in whose Guf, the Shorish, the root, and Neshama are clothed. And he is clothed in Levush and dwells in his Heichal hall. Item 2. The collective of the Neshamot in Ak shall be called the Shorish, the roots of the Neshamot. The collective of the discernments of Neshama of Atzilut shall be called the actual Neshamot of Neshamot. The collective of Neshamot Bria shall be called Gufot, plural of Gufim, compared to the Neshamot of Atzilut. And the collective of Neshamot of Yetzirah shall be called Levushim, clothes of Neshamot. The collective of Neshamot of Asiya shall be called Heichalot of Neshama.
Number three.
Item three.
No. Lemala. Ari. Od Gimel be'amud 140.
Item 3. The words of the Ari.
Hem shorshei gufim. Vehagufim de'atzilut.
The gufim of Ak are the roots of the gufim. The gufim of Atzilut are neshamot of gufim, and of Bria are the etzem, the self of the gufim. Gufim of Yetzirah are levushim of gufim. Gufim of Asiya are heichalot of the gufim.
Here we see how he plays with the names. Instead of saying Keter Chochma Binazarantin Malchut, so he says Root Shorosh Neshama Guf Levush Echal, and he changes it and he uses it as words that you can exchange with Keter Chochma Binazarantin Malchut.
All the gufim of Ak and Nabiya connect with each other in the upper Adam, in whose guf, the shosh, root, and neshama are closed. Item 3. Also, all the b'chinot, discernments of gufim of Ak, shall be called the roots of the gufim, the bodies. The collective of the gufim of Atzilut shall be called the neshamot of gufot, of the gufot. And the collective of the discernment of the gufot of Bria shall be called gufot of gufot, bodies of bodies. The collective of the discernment of gufim of Yetzirah shall be called levushim, clothing of gufot. And the collective of the gufot of Asiya shall be called heichalot of gufot.
And this is how it is in everywhere. We can use the same names because you always have either 5 or 10 sefirot or neran chai lights and no more nor less. The difference is always in the names. It depends which world it is, what the sermon we're speaking about. But there are no more than 5 vessels and 5 lights.
Chadera one.
The wise guy.
Rav, kodem anachnu karanu tamid.
First, we used to read the words of the Ari twice. We haven't done that for a long time. Is there a reason for it?
No, we're not even reading Bala Sulam below. You see, there's things that we're just reading him through from beginning to end. First, we just want to know what the Kabbalists wrote about all of reality. So we want to, like, the preface isn't enough. We want a bit more to broaden our view on all of creation, worlds, Patsufim, Sfirot, Katnut, Gadlut, Neran Chai, all of these things. Afterwards, when we will return in such a way, roughly, on all the wisdom, I hope it'll be, well, I don't know, maybe less than a year. So, we will be able to be more meticulous about it. And we can add a few more books in that come with tests. And in this way, it'll be gradual. You can't just dig right away, all the way through all the wisdom before you at least read in some thickness, then you go a bit deeper and a bit deeper. That's why it says from top to end, from the beginning. You have to reach the end and then repeat it. Go back to the beginning and do it a few times. Plow through it.
Another question?
Yes.
Previously we learned that the lavush echal, the clothing and the whole, are in the thickness. In the sefirot, we learn, are normally on heights. And here it seems like there is no difference.
Sometimes he calls it this way, sometimes that way. That's it. We have to understand from this whole matter. The language is still short. We can't call every discernment with an individual name because it's endless details. That's why we don't have a choice. We need to get used to understand what he's speaking about, what he means, even though he uses names that can appear in all kinds of other places.
Thank you.
Rehovot.
Thank you, dear love. A teacher who teaches Kabbalah, does he perform the role of the reflected light between the worlds?
No. The teacher can't do all kinds of things like that. He does something, but it doesn't explain it to the students. The teacher teaches the students how to awaken the reflected light in order to clothe it as direct light and reach attainment.
Spain 1.
Thank you.
Spain 1.
Cuando hablamos de recibir para otorgar, nos estamos refiriendo a los mundos de Bria, y luego parece que hay una separación en cada mundo entre Keter, que es otorgamiento puro, y las otras Sefirot. ¿Puedes explicarlo?
No hay tergum.
Translation.
Alon, ¿te puedes tergum?
Alon, can you translate? Can you repeat it, please?
Repeat, please.
Cuando hablamos de recibir para otorgar, nos estamos refiriendo a los mundos de Bria.
When we talk about receiving in order to bestow, are we relating to the world of Bria? And in every world, is there a separation between Keter and bestow and the rest of the sefirot? Can you elaborate on that?
No. We will reach all these things and you won't have any questions left. Let's study what's written in a simple, for now, just a basic way. Just understand what he's saying in the easiest level. That's it. Okay.
Kadima.
Come on.
Otdalet.
Item 4.
וכן הלבושים.
Words of the Ari. Also, the levushim in the world, in every world, from Ak and the Bia, connect with each other and become as the upper Adam in whose guf, the neshama, and root are clothed. And he is clothed in levushim and dwells in his heichal hall. Item 4. Also, the collective of the discernments of Levushim of Ak shall be called the root of the Levushim. The collective of the Levushim of Atzilut shall be called Neshamot of Levushim. The collective of discernments of Levushim of Bria shall be called Gufot of Levushim. The collective of Prinot of discernments of Levushim of Yetzira shall be called Levushim of Levushim. And the collective of the Levushim of Asiya shall be called the Heichalot, halls of Levushim. Item five. Also, the Heichalot, the halls in every world from Ak and Abia connect with each other like the upper Adam in whose guf it is clothed. Item 5. The collective of the discernments of Heichalot of Ak shall be called the roots of the Neshamot of Heichalot. The collective discernments of Heichalot of Atzilut shall be called Neshamot of Heichalot, and the collective of Heichalot of Bria shall be called Gufot, bodies of Heichalot. The collective discernments of Heichalot of Yetzirah shall be called Levushim, clothes of Heichalot. The collective Heichalot and Asiya shall be called Heichalot of Heichalot.
We see how the Kabbalists, in a systematic way, like we do in the modern world, modern language, computers constantly take one principle and we can't change it, but just keep going with it all the way. That's an example here given to us, the way it happens. Next.
Item 6. Shorosh Neshama Guf Levushei Chal of Ak are the roots of Neshama Guf Levushei Chal in Abiyah. Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya. Shangela, Shorosh Neshama Guf Levushei Chal of Atzilut are Neshamot inside Shangela in Ak and Bia. Shangela, Shorosh Neshama Guf Levushei Chal of Briya are Gufim inside Shangela in Ak and Atzilut Yetzira Asiya. Shangela of Yetzira are Levushim close inside Shangela in Ak and Atzilut Briya.
Briya Asiya.
Asiya. Shangela of Asiya are Heichalot, halls inside Shangela in Ak, in Atzilut, Briya, Yetzirah.
Otvav.
Item 6. It is so when we speak of it in general, because the five phases of Ak are the roots for the Neshamot, for Gufim, for Levushim, and for Heichalot. The five b'chinot, phases of Atzilut are Neshamot for Shoroshim, for Neshamot, for Gufim, for Levushim, or for Heichalot.
Gufim, the clothings, and the halls. And the five b'chinot of Yetzirah are clothings of the roots, of the souls, of the bodies, of the clothings, and the halls. And the five discernments of Asiya are halls, whether roots or souls or bodies or clothings or halls.
Can't hear you.
Let's go. How can we go? Well, Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот то, что вы раньше говорили, что свет, когда...
What you said before about how the light, when it passes from Atzilut to Briya, it first of all ascends from Malchut to Atzilut to Keter of Atzilut, and then descends to Keter of Briya. Is this a system of transition of light in all the worlds?
We
can't hear you.
I wrote about it in Russian about 30 years ago, maybe 40. In 83, I wrote books in Russian about the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, including the world of Atzilut and the worlds of Bia. And there I drew it. I remember there was a drawing of the light descending from Atzilut, going up to Keter, going down to Bria, up to Keter, and that's how it goes up and down. I think I drew that there. You didn't read those books?
Я, честно говоря, эту книгу не читал.
In truth, honestly, no, I didn't read it.
It's in Russian, and I'm sure it's on our archive too. You can see there's a lot of material that you can take and read and enjoy it. It's in brief too.
Скажите, а в чем причина такого, ну, именно распространения?
But can you say, what is the reason for this expansion? Why does it go up and then comes down?
The reflected light has to clothe the world of Atzilut from below upward. It has to encompass the world of Atzilut, grab it, and bring it down and build it below as the world of Bria. That's called that it stamps itself. It's like it scans itself, the world of Atzilut, and brings it down to Bria, because the structure of the world is the same. It just lowers it on a degree less than itself. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, haviut bechol olam ze...
The coarseness in each world, is it all degrees of coarseness of phase four, right?
What?
The coarseness in each world, is it degrees of coarseness of phase four?
Well, keep going. I don't know where you're going with this.
Everything we learn now is Malchut of Ein Sof that creates equivalence of form with the upper light, and it all emerges over phase four, right?
What do you mean on phase four? Phase four, you get one Zivug Daka and one Partsuf.
And from this, all the worlds expand, no?
Every time there's coupling and striking on a different coarseness.
In phase four, right?
Yes, in phase four, correct.
Okay, so with respect to the general structure of reality, what's the functionality of coarseness, of the general coarseness, root 1, 2, 3?
The general phase 1, 2, 3, 4 of coarseness, there isn't any. There's only the coarseness of the fourth phase. We learned it. There's no coarseness in the first nine, only that the fourth phase wants to resemble them and clothe upon them and attain them, so it raises its coarseness. The first nine are qualities. The fourth phase is a desire.
PT6. Of Maza Adam Elyon.
Rav, what is the upper Adam?
Usually it's Ak. As we learn, that goes from one end to the other and so on. PT19.
When he speaks of the phases of... What is he telling us here? Is he telling us about spiritual perception or how the system works?
The way the system gets all kinds of names by Kabbalists attaining it. And that's how they call all the parts.
So he's talking about attainments, right?
Yes.
No. Info.
Info.
Right. We have a lot of broadcasts today. At 10 a.m. there'll be Oren with Rav, and then at 10:30 the Rabbis meeting from 10:30 to 11:30. Then Akadi Duchin with Rav from 11:30 to 12, and then again we meet at 6:45 for the World Yeshivat Chavrim. Well, you're invited to connect, and we'll continue to a song.
The fire we ignite, there's a place where we unite. Through the heart's a stream of light, piercing through the night. Through the fire we ignite, there's a place where we unite. Through the heart's a stream of light, piercing through the night. Together with a torch that burns, together with a heart that yearns, all together with just one goal, from pieces to one whole. And together with a torch that burns, together with a heart that yearns, all together with just one goal, from pieces to one whole. Together. Shadows dance with light, together in a land beyond place and time. Together, together, shadows dance with light, together in a land beyond place and time. Through the fire we ignite, there's a place where we unite. Through the heart's a stream of light, piercing through the night. Through the fire we ignite, there's a place where we unite. Through the heart's a stream of light, piercing through the night. And together with a torch that burns, together with a heart that yearns, all together with just one goal, from pieces to one whole, and together with a torch that burns, together with a heart that yearns, all together with just one goal, from pieces to one whole. Together, together, shadows dance with light, together in the land beyond place and time. Together, together, shadows dance with light, together in the land beyond place and time.